Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when there have been more hostages released, more Palestinian prisoners released. What were they imprisoned for? We will get to that. And unfortunately, there is also, during the last hour, there was a threat to the entire ceasefire framework, which has allowed the release of hostages, and people hope that it will allow the release of more. There are still, they say, 140 minimum Israeli and other hostages. And when I say others, there are Americans there. And they have not yet released any American hostages except for the little girl, the four-year-old, who was a joint Israeli and American citizen. She is out of the hospital, by the way. Her name is Avigail Idan. Over the last hour, this is from the IDF, just issued, three explosive devices were detonated adjacent to IDF troops in two different locations in northern Gaza, violating the framework of the operational pause, the ceasefire that is in force right now. In one of the locations, the terrorists also opened fire at the troops, who responded with fire. A number of soldiers were lightly injured during the incidents. IDF troops were located in positions as per the framework of the operational pause. And also released, and on a happier note, by the Israel Defense Forces, today four containers carrying diesel and four containers carrying cooking gas were sent from Egypt to the UN's humanitarian aid organizations in Gaza through the Rafah crossing. That's the crossing between Gaza and Egypt. The fuel and cooking gas are designated for the operation of vital humanitarian infrastructure in Gaza. There is information about some of the treatment of the hostages who have been released. There was also an attempt to disrupt the memorial service of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter in Atlanta. And that attempt was by pro-Palestinian protesters. Speaking of protesters and Palestinians, and Palestinian Americans as victims of a completely horrifying and unjustified shooting, we now know a great deal more about Jason Eaton, the shooter, and he has been linked through the bullets and the firearm that he had in his own apartment and what was used to shoot people, the three students in Burlington, Vermont. Amazing story. We will get to that. There's also a new analysis of Joe Biden's dilemma, because the polling has been so bad, the odds against him look so great. There is a claim that there are three different theories about what this all means and what the desperation, increasing desperation for Democrats means. We will get to that. We'll also be speaking with Pete Wehner, who wrote a powerful piece who suggests that a lot of the evangelical Christians, in fact, and he himself is a very outspoken, impassioned, committed Christian, that people who take that position in their spiritual life and even in their political life must not be paying attention to what Donald Trump is actually saying, that people really need to listen to what he is saying. Speaking of listening to what people are saying, a major organization involving major money has just endorsed with an endorsement ad for Nikki Haley. We will play that endorsement ad, give you some flavor of that. And news from Hunter Biden, who is willing to testify before the House Oversight Committee. That's James Comer, who's been very tough in what he's had to say about Hunter Biden. He's willing to testify, but only under one condition. What is that condition? We will get to that as well on the Medved Show. First of all, the children who have come out of the hostage situation have actually described what they went through during more than 50 days of captivity. And the question about what the children went through, we will get to that as well. Apparently they were forced to watch horror videos, but not horror videos like movies, made-up horror. It was real horror, in some cases, of actually seeing people they know being killed on October 7th. This was the humanitarian gesture by the Hamas killers. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. First, let's get to and to deal with everything we know about the man accused of shooting three Palestinian students in Vermont. And by the way, this is one of those things where no matter how much one may support the state of Israel, and I'm very proud to be an outspoken stand with Israel guy, and no matter how many doubts one might have about the position of the Palestinians in the Middle East and many Palestinian Americans, the shooting of the three college students, one of them at Brown University, one of them at Haverford College, and one of them at Trinity University in Hartford, those three students, one of the three is seriously wounded. Two of the victims are in stable condition. They're all going to survive, thank God. But we now have information on Jason J. Eaton, who has been arrested and charged with their shooting. And the shooting occurred as they were walking to a relative's house in Burlington, Vermont, and minding their own business. They were wearing keffiyeh scarves, not over their heads apparently, but around their necks, and traditional Palestinian Arab garb. And they were talking and partially in Arabic, partially in English. And the man, Jason J. Eaton, 48-year-old weirdo, came up and shot them. And we now know that Vice News found current and archived social media accounts linked to Jason J. Eaton, as well as records via the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority that shows he's worked as a broker and financial advisor on and off in New York State and Vermont for more than 20 years, since 2002. He was most recently employed by Cuso Financial Services, which provides advice to financial institutions. What's weird is he describes himself as a radical citizen, that's in quotes, who patrols democracy, and he writes out democracy as if it's a mockery, democracy, and capitalism for Oath Creepers. His banner image features big bold text saying, "Libertarians want transferees to be able to protect their cannabis farms with unregistered machine guns." Now, this is all brightly lettered. So what else do we find out from his postings and his background and with people who knew this guy? We will get to that and also the latest about who the prisoners are being released by the Israelis, the Palestinian prisoners. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, MichaelMedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No,
on the Michael Medved Show talking about a little bit more that the world is getting to know about the evil shooter. And the only reason he isn't even more horribly evil is because the three students who were shot in Burlington, Vermont, were not killed. But it's possible that one of them has a spinal injury that will make it difficult for him to walk again, which is a horrible thought. And for no crime, no provocation, just for being students who were wearing keffiyehs and talking in Arabic. There, by the way, is no connection at all between the shooter and Israel or pro-Israel organizations or pro-Israel sentiments or anything Jewish. This is not something that can be blamed on Zionists or Zionism or anything of the kind. In a now locked account on X, Jason Eaton described himself as a radical citizen. And in the archived version, there's an archived version of his account from 2022, which is more restrained, they say, over advice. In the archived version, he describes himself as a dad and a part-time farmer and identifies himself as being from Vermont. His archived posts are mainly filled with criticisms of the IRS and the Federal Reserve. He describes himself as a libertarian. Great. And expresses support for both Democrat and Republican lawmakers or candidates. One post from March 2022, titled Thought Crime, is an anti-vax screed that labels COVID-19 as a government conspiracy. The scale and scope of this operation was next level, he wrote. He also shared other anti-vax sentiments on his LinkedIn and wrote last year that he had started deleting or unpublishing certain posts because my ideas make some people not want to hire me. Which, again, if you've gotten that far, then yes, it makes sense that you would want to erase some of those posts that would make people not want to hire you, but maybe just consider the impact of embracing conspiracy theories, like the anti-vax conspiracy theory. I wonder if this guy is a supporter of Robert Kennedy Jr. Who knows? His Instagram links to another blog, which has the same name as his Substack, and contains rambling podcasts about the financial system. Sounds fascinating. Not. He also uploaded documentation of his various qualifications over the years. One document indicates that he was a Boy Scout leader from at least 2017 to 2021. Boy Scouts of America confirmed to Vice News that Eaton was last registered as an assistant scoutmaster with a local unit in upstate New York, but was not currently a member of Boy Scouts. Quote, upon learning of his arrest, he has been banned from registering in scouting in any capacity and will be proactively placed in the volunteer screening database, permanently preventing his registration or participation in the future. Well, that seems appropriate. Eaton's mother, Mary Reed, told the Daily Beast that they had just spent Thanksgiving together, and nothing seemed amiss with her son. He made no reference to the Israel-Hamas conflict, which has become sharply polarizing in the U.S. She said that Eaton has had struggles with mental health in the past. What a shock. And described him as a very religious person who regularly reads the Bible and finds connections to various religious figures. On Sunday, while doing a secondary sweep of an apartment building across the road from the scene of the shooting, ATF investigators knocked on the door of an apartment that they had gotten no response from the previous night. The Eaton then stepped out of the apartment with his palms up and stated something to the effect of, "I've been waiting for you." When investigators asked why, he replied, "I would like a lawyer." Eaton confirmed that there was a gun inside his apartment and repeated that he wanted a lawyer. And he appeared nervous and was shaking. Investigators got a warrant to search his apartment, and through the ATF's National Integrated Ballistic Information Network, were able to connect the firearm they found inside of his apartment to the casings that were located at the site of the shooting. Authorities are yet to identify a motive for the attack. Everyone is saying that it should be considered a hate crime. But so far, at least, the expressions of hatred do not appear to be there in whatever internet trail he has left behind him. Eaton has so far been charged with 3 counts of attempted murder and has pleaded not guilty. He is being held without bail. Speaking about another echo of what is going on here, what is going on in the Middle East being echoed here in the United States. In Atlanta, there were pro-Palestinian protesters who demonstrated outside the memorial service for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. It sounded like this. This is clip 5. Okay, Biden, you can't hide. We caught you in genocide. What's interesting about this, of course, is that certainly Jimmy Carter has been very outspoken since he left the presidency. Jimmy Carter was responsible for one of the most important diplomatic advances that Israel ever had, which was the peace deal that eventually was made with Anwar Sadat of Egypt that returned the Sinai Peninsula. And they've had a peace treaty with Egypt that has lasted for years. And yes, Jimmy Carter gets some of the credit for that, but he's made extremely harsh comments about Israel since he left the presidency and only gone back on them. So it's ironic that they're demonstrating to disrupt a memorial service for Jimmy Carter's wife. May her memory be a blessing. We'll come back with more about the latest release of prisoners, what's going on in the Middle East, and echoes here in American politics, including new news about Hunter Biden, coming up on the MedMed Show.
Let me say that I'm filled with admiration for you,
Michael Medved,
and deep gratitude for you,
Michael Medved.
Thank you very much.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden introducing new measures to enhance U.S. supply chains by forming a new council that would maintain a secure and diversified supply chain, as well as increase the domestic production of essential medicines and address drug shortages. The U.S. military has reported that a Navy warship, the USS Mason, faced a missile attack from a rebel-controlled area in Yemen on Sunday. Thankfully, those missiles landed approximately 10 nautical miles from the ships. 11 more hostages were released by Hamas as part of a temporary truce with Israel. That fourth group of freed hostages did not include any Americans. A federal judge rejecting former President Trump's attempt to subpoena information related to the January 6th riots. Corey Myers, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved show, there is a piece that appeared in Al Jazeera, and Al Jazeera, of course, is officially funded by the government of Qatar, and again, they have been very much, and I think deservedly so, proud of Qatar's role in actually facilitating the temporary pause in battle and the exchange of hostages. And again, there are still, with all of the progress that's been made here and reaching past the 50 hostages they were originally supposed to get out, there's still close to 200 hostages who are still being held. And one of the problems about all of those hostages is that they are now saying that it is possible that a majority of them are dispersed to other terrorist groups, groups like Palestinian Islamic Jihad and other groups, and that Hamas doesn't even know where they all are. Now, whether that's true or not, it's still a horrible situation. And then one of the things that Al Jazeera made clear in its coverage of this idea is that basically there are thousands, literally thousands, of Palestinians who are held in Israeli prisons. And what's fascinating here is that they posted recently a and the source is the Palestine Center for Prisoner Studies. They posted a map showing the different Israeli prisons and with the names of those prisons and the number of prisoners. Before October 7th, there were 5,200 Palestinians held in Israeli prisons, which sounds like a lot of people in a nation of 9 million. But then you take a look at a perspective on something like that. There were 5,200 Palestinians held in prisons before October 7th. And New Jersey, which is about the same land area as the state of Israel, and that even includes the West Bank. The New Jersey is a state also with a population of about 9 million, so about the same land area, about the same population as the nation of Israel, and New Jersey has 12,830 prisoners held by correctional authorities in New Jersey, so they had twice as many prisoners as the state of Israel. By the way, in Washington State, which is also a somewhat similar population, it's a little bit less than New Jersey or Israel, but as of December 31st, 2019, the number of prisoners in Washington correctional authorities was 19,261. So more than New Jersey. And how is that possible? Yeah, we're supposed to be, and again, a part of what that reflects is the fact that Washington has historically had a low rate of crime among American states. But in any event, they have 19,000 people in prison. So the idea that there were 5,200 Palestinians held in Israeli prisons, and now apparently they are reporting is that there are 3,000 more who have been arrested since October 7th. Of course, none of them in Gaza because Israel hasn't been operating in Gaza. They don't have authority to arrest people in Gaza. And what they say is at least 3,000 Palestinians have been arrested by the Israeli forces and since the beginning of the Israel-Hamas conflict on October 7th. That according to Palestinian sources today. In the past few hours, at least 40 Palestinians in the West Bank were... Is that released according to a joint statement by the Palestinian Authority Commission or the Palestinian Prisoners Club? I know nothing about the Palestinian Prisoners Club. There were 40 more Palestinians in the West Bank who were detained by the Israelis, according to the statement by the Palestinian Authority Commission and the Palestinian Prisoners Club. The Israeli forces conducted the arrests in the West Bank and places including Jenin, which has been a very hotbed of terrorist activities, Hebron, and Bethlehem, and Jericho. Meanwhile, so why are these people in prison? And here's what the Al Jazeera reports, is they've been in prison for carrying out manufacturing of knives and daggers, threatening security. And again, there have been many cases, when I say many, more than 20, of Israeli police officials, what are called the border police, who have been attacked in knife attacks, and often that has been by women and children. They have been imprisoned for illegally entering Israel without a permit, and that is to try to make sure that people with terror on their mind or terror backgrounds do not get into the country. Throwing stones, which sounds like, oh, come on, you're going to go to prison for throwing stones? Some of these stones are big. And if you look at some of the video of this, it's sometimes throwing stones down on top of people who are gathered down below, like the Western Wall. And you can kill people by throwing stones and do very real damage to either innocent civilians or sometimes police officials are trying to do their job. And then supporting terrorism has been another crime. The main alleged crime for these detentions is stone throwing, which can carry a 20-year sentence in prison. The Israeli publication Haaretz, that's the leading prestige left-leaning newspaper in Israel, reported that Israel has refused to release any people on this list of prisoners who are convicted of murder. But those who have been convicted of attempted murder could be released. In fact, the majority of the people, and yes, they're all appear to be women who were released today. The majority of those people, I believe, have been convicted of attempted murder and now released to cheering crowds in places like Ramallah, which is the functioning capital of the Palestinian Authority. When we come back, more here on the conflict at home, and a doctor who has been terminated from a leading hospital, and a teacher who has been basically surrounded by students and her dismissal being demanded. Why? Because she posted on her own personal website, "I stand with Israel." Should that kind of expression of solidarity be punishable? And in any way? We will get to that and the more of the feud, the fight between Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. Not quite Israel and Hamas, but still bitter. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
And on the Michael Medved show, remember the Koch brothers? One of the Koch brothers has passed away, but the Koch network is still an important political force. And right now, the Koch network, which is the way it's covered in the Washington Post, the powerful political network led by conservative billionaire Charles Koch endorsed Nikki Haley for president today, as the Koch network looks to stop Donald Trump from being the Republican nominee. Now, people who are Trump loyalists, who are big supporters of the MAGA movement, will say, well, naturally, Koch represents multi-billionaires, people who are very much the establishment. They're concerned about economic issues. They are the old breed of Republicans, but the new populist Republicans, represented by President Trump, have never been popular with the people in the Koch network. However, it still is a very powerful force within the Republican Party. Americans for Prosperity Action, the network's flagship political group, announced the group's first endorsement of its type in a presidential race. In 2015, the Koch network identified five approved presidential candidates that they wanted to help, all of whom fell to Donald Trump. AFP Action is proud to throw our full support behind Nikki Haley, who offers America the opportunity to turn the page on the current political era to win the Republican primary and defeat Joe Biden next November. So said Emily Seidel, who is senior advisor to the group. She wrote that in a memo. Nikki Haley will have the full weight and scope of AFP Action's unmatched grassroots army and resources to help her earn the support of Americans to become the next president of the United States. The endorsement comes just under 7 weeks before the first nominating contest in Iowa, with Trump in command of the race there and in other early states. Haley The former UN ambassador and governor of South Carolina has gained momentum in the Republican primary and has in many ways surpassed Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as the top alternative to Trump. She is pitching herself as the most capable general election candidate, with some polls showing her outperforming rivals against President Biden. But Trump is still far ahead in the polls in the Republican race. There are debates coming up, and the debate, next presidential debate, which Nikki Haley will almost surely participate in, is coming up on December 6th, and that's not that far away. This Thursday, 2 days from now, there is the debate that is taking place on Fox News, moderated by Sean Hannity, with just two participants. And of the two participants, one isn't even a candidate for president. Gavin Newsom, governor of California, running against or speaking against Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida. And they're billing it partially as California versus Florida. They used to say they basically would bicker as to what was really the Sunshine State. Was it really Florida? Who had the better orange juice, Florida or California? Well, now it's who has the better governor. And I think that you'd find tons of Californians who would say Florida does. But we will see how that debate goes. Meanwhile, this is what the endorsement ad from Americans for Prosperity sounded like, endorsing Nikki Haley, clip 6.
America, we must do better. Families hurting, costs rising, debt piling up. Joe Biden and Donald Trump had their chance. They can't fix what's broken. America, with the right leaders, we've faced adversity and risen to victory. Now it's our time to turn the page and choose a new leader who will unite our party, our nation. That proven leader, Nikki Haley, a true fiscal conservative, a positive vision for the future. Nikki Haley's plan, drive down our debt, take on reckless spending from both parties, unleash America's energy economy. She'll turn our country around and bring back opportunity and optimism. America, our boldness in troubled times defines us. Nikki Haley is a bold leader. She'll deliver on her promises and restore the American dream.
Okay, that's the endorsement by the Koch Network, Americans for Prosperity Action. And what it mentions in the Washington Post coverage is the group promised to employ the largest grassroots operation in the country and a presence in all 50 states to support Haley. While it declined to answer how much it will spend to help the Haley campaign, the Super PAC spent more than $69 million in the 2022 cycle, according to Federal Election Commission disclosures. AFP Action's endorsement will put thousands of AFP Action activists and grassroots leaders into the field with a focus on the early primary states, knocking on doors and urging voters to support Nikki Haley. Well, again, there are a number of columns that have talked about Haley and DeSantis, who are trying to emerge as the clear, singular alternative to President Trump. And the difficulty is running out of time. And again, who knows what happens next with all of the various court cases and attacks on President Trump. But it seems to me that we've reached more than the saturation point, that every new charge or attack or indictment that is brought against him, or this new case in Colorado, which has actually been brought up in other states to disqualify him from the ballot, all of that actually may end up helping Trump and making him look like a victim of this malevolent establishment. And look, it's pretty easy to associate the Koch network, the Americans for Prosperity, with the establishment. But one of the things that people should not forget is they were very, very important during that Tea Party victory that Americans conservatives celebrated in 2010. You may remember that was the year of the Tea Party, and where Republicans, I mean, even the Senate seat in Massachusetts was won in the run-up to that election. Coming up on the Medved Show, we'll be talking a little bit later to Pete Wehner, who has a piece about what Trump is saying that people should pay close attention to. We'll also talk about two individuals, a teacher and a physician, both of whom have their employment threatened, and this will clearly be lawsuits, because they've expressed support for Israel. Should that be a firing offense anywhere? And what about the other side expressing support for Hamas? It seems to me that's a very different proposition, because when you're talking about Hamas, you're talking about murderers, people whose entire purpose is the killing and the torture and the abuse of civilians, and often women and children. And then you'd say, well, what about the women and children who were killed in Israeli bombings of Gaza? That's in the midst of war to try to stop terror. The other intention by Hamas, which has been announced by all of the most significant leaders and spokesmen, the ones who have survived so far, has been to perpetuate and to continue to act on a terrorist agenda. We will also talk a little bit about Elon Musk going to Israel, traveling around with Bibi Netanyahu, taking a tour of some of the sites of the murderous rampage by Hamas on October 7th. Is this going to change Elon Musk's viewpoint at all? One can only hope in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedvedHistoryStore.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com, or call 720-600-6040.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.